Yeah.
Under junk nights?
Yeah, I didn't mention that, see? To drag in all these things would take hours and hours. Now there was that's very good about Johnson, who's doing the question for you. There was a fellow came over this country in 1938, C.L.R. James, an African from Trinidad. And I think he was an Oxford boy. So he was a tall, handsome guy. The man could talk, he could lecture on a public platform for 2 hours without one single note and hold everybody's spellbound. He was a natural. Well, this man came from England, where he joined the fascist movement that was unified by Jim Cannon prior to the First Congress of the Fourth International in 1938. And he was welcomed, of course, by the party, and he was sent on a national tour by the Socialist Workers' Party. All the time he was in the United States, he never went down the South. He's a Negro, interested in the Negro problem. Never entered his head, his intellectual head, to get down the South and see how the Negro live and how they exist. And what is the meaning of the Negro problem in the United States? Well, anyway, he got into the leadership of the Socialist Workers' Party because he was a talented man, so far. He split at the end of the war period and went with Shachtman. After the end of the war, he split from Shachtman and came back to us with about 100 members. The Shachtman gang was just about worn out by that time. They put out a paper just to team, that's all. Well, Johnson came back and with these 100 members, they were very peculiar people. Afterward, they were back in the party for a couple of years. They believed, Johnson and his group believed the Soviet Union was a fascistic, capitalist country. Well, when 100 people come into your party with this concept, if you're a principal politician and you take principles seriously, you want a lot of comments with these people. Give them time to settle down. We did, a couple of years. Then comes the convention. Well, come on, you guys have differences. Put your great differences down on paper and we'll debate them. You got a convention coming up. They say a word. Comes the convention, one speaker after the other gets up and challenges them to answer why the Soviet Union is a fascist capitalist country. They didn't even answer. They're the most fantastic thing you ever saw. Well, finally, at the end of these challenges, a young fellow got up from Philadelphia and he makes a very brief statement that the Johnson group does not care to discuss this problem for present time. Something like that. Well, anyway, they were loyal party people. They gave, they contributed financially. They participated in all the work of the party and so on, subscription campaigns and so on. Well, one fine day, Johnson came storming into the national office of the party and informed the secretariat that the school pigeons and agents of the FBI in our party. And by that, he doesn't mean rank and file. They're right in the top circles of the party, right here. Oh, the comrades in New York, they travel. And the next time the FBI hounds me, he made a threat to an expo bag. Okay.